91X News.
It's minus two and there's blowing snow. I'm Austin McKay with 91X News. There's a snow squall warning in effect for Belleville. This is after many reports today showing a snow ban stretching across southern Ontario. The ban will go through the GTA up to Trenton this afternoon and head to Ottawa this evening. Drivers should be careful as visibility will be low due to the blowing snow. There has been tons of debate over bringing wind farms to Prince Edward County. Journalist Nicole Kleinstuber, the woman behind the website Prince Edward County Voice, will be organizing an online discussion with a panel. She explains why she got involved and how you can join the discussion.
When I learned that years ago, council had the opportunity to bring in experts and do health studies to see what the benefits or negative impacts of wind turbines could cause. And everyone can log on to Prince Edward County Voice at 7 p.m. on January 25th. You have the opportunity to ask questions, engage in discussion, just come together and build those bridges, and most importantly, discuss how we can move forward.
The discussion has these confirmed panelists: Prince Edward Hastings MPP Todd Smith, Prince Edward County Mayor Peter Mertens, and former Green Party candidate for Prince Edward Hastings, Treat Hull. The online discussion, as said, will be at 7 p.m. on January 25th. Log on to PrinceEdwardCountyVoice.com to join the debate. A woman who says she was with the captain of the Costa Concordia after it hit a Tuscan reef says he saved over 3,000 lives. Dominikina Sermotin of Moldova says she was with Captain Francesco Chitino on deck along with other officers and the cruise director. Reporter Colleen Barry says Italian media are speculating as to whether prosecutors will look into the role the woman had in this chaotic tragedy. The captain is under house arrest, facing possible charges of manslaughter, causing a shipwreck, and abandoning his ship. Canadian consumer confidence rose in January, despite concerns about how the domestic economy will fare in the global economic turndown. Jared Smith explains.
The new survey by TNS Canada says its Canadian Consumer Confidence Index rose to 98.6, the highest it's been since July of last year. The index had dropped to 95 in December. The increase came amid the ongoing turmoil in Europe and worries about how the financial crisis and economic slowdown could affect Canada. Business consulting firm says it looks like Canadians have decided, at least for now, to ignore the dire headlines coming from the United States and Europe. From the Canadian Press, I'm Jerry Smith.
A 10-year-old boy accused of fatally stabbing his 12-year-old friend has pleaded not guilty in San Diego to charges of murder and assault. Reports that a juvenile court judge ordered the boy to remain in custody Thursday. A hearing is scheduled February 23rd to determine if he is competent to stand trial. The defendant's mother was in the courtroom. She was ordered to return to the court next month's hearing. The 10-year-old is charged with killing his neighbor Monday in a suburb east of San Diego. The stabbing occurred in the 10-year-old's driveway. Neighbors say the 10-year-old was well-liked, but known for angry outbursts. That's 91X News to 303. Here's Jose de Barros of sports.
And we will start off with the NHL. There will be no shortage of hockey in the NHL tonight, with 20 teams playing games. The Toronto Maple Leafs are trying to avoid their first four-game losing streak in 2 years, as they host the also-misfiring Minnesota Wild. Head coach Ron Wilson is making changes to the Leafs' lineup. Jonas Gustafsson will be in net, while the high-scoring tandem of wingers Phil Kessel and Joffrey Lupul will be split up and put on different lines. Other games include two Canadian teams going to California, where Ottawa faces San Jose and Calgary plays the LA Kings. Other games include Boston taking on New Jersey, Edmonton on the road to St. Louis, and Winnipeg hosting the Buffalo Sabres. We move now on to the hard courts, and while the Toronto Raptors have the night off, there are three games tonight in the NBA. The two teams most favored by experts to meet in the NBA Finals will play each other tonight, with the Los Angeles Lakers dueling with the Miami Heat. The Dallas Mavericks look to rebound from last night's last-second loss to the LA Clippers when they travel to Utah to face the Jazz tonight. The Jazz have won three straight to move into two games of Northwest Division leading Oklahoma City Thunder. The other game will have the New Orleans Hornets playing the Houston Rockets. Canada's gold medal drought is over at the Winter Youth Olympic Games. Audrey McManaman of St. Ambrose de Kildare, Quebec, finished first in the women's snowboard slopestyle event on Thursday, while Ancaster, Ontario native Michael Cicerelli took top spot in the men's competition. The victories came on day 7 of the competition at the inaugural event, which wraps up Sunday. 16-year-old McManaman finished first with a best run score of 84.25. Now that's sports, here's Austin McKay with 91X weather.
Today has the expected snow squalls that are clearly in effect with a high of minus 1. Tonight we'll experience the snow squalls but clearing after midnight with winds gusting up to 60 kilometers an hour and a low minus 12. Tomorrow is sunny, increasing cloudiness into the evening, minus 6. It's minus 2 right now. I'm Austin McKay with Jose DeBarros, 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4 o'clock.